Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of and some blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, is she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As I'm concerned, it's the motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never all relax, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never all relax, they turned up to the max. Damn.
Hey guys, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Sierra Devi, and welcome to another episode of Dollhouse Radio. And by the way, you know what? This is the Down Low, and we are here on Dollhouse Radio, and we are talking live to you, and we got some things to talk about today. And I am also here with the lovely Lola Lane. Hello, Lola. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, guys.
You doing good? I am doing pretty good. You know, I have to admit, today, I've got a lot to talk about. And,
yeah.
You know, and just not even frivolous stuff, but we're talking reality things that are going on right now here today.
Yeah.
So I just want to let everybody know that, okay, so yeah, what we're going on today about is transformations. Transformations, transfigurations, trans whatever. We're just doing trans whatever. But, you know, living the life that you feel that you were meant to live and the life that maybe no one knew you were living. So today we're talking about hidden lives.
Yeah.
And I think that's, yeah, we're talking about hidden lives. I think it's very relevant considering what's going on today or this week or what's going on in the last month, which you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yes. Within the last couple of months, I keep hearing people talking about Bruce Jenner, but I just didn't want to believe it. I'm still not going to believe it until I hear him say it out of his mouth. I know people, they're pretty credible, put something out this past week, but it's just crazy to me. It's just crazy. I just think it's really a cry for attention. That's what I'm thinking, if it's true.
I'm not going to lie with you. I feel the same way because, and you probably feel the same way I do. This is somebody who we grew up with. We wouldn't be eating Wheaties today if it wasn't for him. There's
yes.
So many things, and I have to admit, I didn't. Yeah, Wheaties ain't that great, but he was on the box, so I ate them. There's so many things, and so many things to talk about with this whole sexual thing. And, you know, we've been speculating about it, but I have to admit, when it's in People magazine, and quite honestly, I actually get People magazine in my house. It's only because I buy Dispap shoes, y'all. I didn't actually order it. But I went ahead and I read the entire article, and a lot of it was quoted directly from him. And when you start to see that, then I have to deal with the fact that this has been happening. I mean, according to the story, this has been happening for a long time, and we're just now finding out about it. So Okay, so this is what I want to do. Today, we're gonna get into all that and all different kinds of things, not just him in general, but into the whole transformation thing. I don't want to get into transgender. What I'm talking about is when you find out that somebody is wants to live a life that's completely different from the life you thought they wanted to live, when you've dedicated their life to them. So if you want to chime in, the number is 646-595-4038 and just press 1. Or you can just go ahead and log into Blog Talk Radio and talk to us live. And I do have the chat room up. And if you give me a second, I can log in here real quick. I think I'm in there already. Yeah, I'm in there. So just log into the chat room real quick. And you can, if you don't want to go live with what your comments are, you can do one or the other. But we're going to talk about this, and we're just not going to harp on Bruce Jenner, because you know what? I am okay with anyone who wants to, and I don't mean to breathe so hard like that, but be who they want to be. Because yeah, I think in the end, you should be who you want, who you need to be. Is that okay?
Yeah, you definitely, because if that's true, I'm sure it's been killing him to be being who he is. It's Bruce Jenner, mm-hmm. married to Jenner, and can't be yourself and can't express yourself the way you want to. I mean, that's got to be hard on anybody. So
it's got to be hard. You need mm-hmm. to be who you need to be and whoever makes you happy. But don't get me wrong. I might be judging from the side, and I might get over it for a minute. Because you know what? This is the 21st century. But I will get over it. That's all I got to say. Well, for the moment.
But think about it with me. I'm not mad at transgenders or him. I can't believe that it's him. Like, he wants to. You know, because I have to admit, I watched the Kardashians. I'm faithful to the show.
I'm with you. I've been watching for a long time.
I'm almost embarrassed to say, but I watched the show. There's definitely nothing feminine about him. So maybe it's just really...
He's always the one who wants to go hand gliding and let's go boxing. And if anyone watches the show, you know that. He's always the one trying to push everybody to do something hardcore. Like I'm not about to go boxing for anybody. But he's like, come on, Kim, let's go boxing.
He flies planes, and he's very adventurous. And even he just did this car race with his son that's very dangerous, like in the Mojave Desert, and you're racing mm-hmm. over these hills, and the road is very rocky and dangerous. He just did that. So, I mean, I guess maybe it's just that he wants to dress in women's clothes. I don't know. I mean, I guess if he was a woman, he would be a tomboy.
Well, you know, that is actually, you know what, it's so funny that you bring that up, because mm-hmm. that's one of the things I want to address. And, I mean, I'm sure they've actually addressed this with him, but, you know, and the reason why I want to address this is because, you know, he's not the only person who's gone through this. This happens many times in many households, and more than you all may think.
Mm-hmm.
Way more than you may think. Where suddenly someone realizes that they're not living the life they think they should be living.
Yeah, what about this famous newscaster that that did this transformation recently? This mm-hmm. newscaster was one, you know, the helicopter that reported from the air, very famous. I think they've been in the military. And she came out and said she was transforming to a transgender. And I know she's totally, I have to look up her name. I should have done it earlier. I know she's totally finished now.
You know you're going to make me Google her right now while we're on the show.
I know she's finished with the transformation now, and she's going to be actually on somebody's new show.
Wow.
So it's going to, be the first. We're going to have the first transgender newscaster. We're going to have the first.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So
I think this is a really big deal. I think this is a really huge deal. And I have to admit, the reason why I think it's a really big deal is it doesn't just affect the person who's actually going through the change. It affects every single
person around them, from the children to their mother to the people that they were with to, and I don't just mean in the second way, in fact, oh, now we have to call you something different, but to the point where, did I have something to do with this? Did I make you feel in some kind of way? Because, you know, and even though you didn't, it probably has nothing to do with it. But how did, just because you feel a certain way when you do this, do you understand it also makes other people feel a certain way? So you're not dealing with your emotions, you're also dealing with everybody else's emotions, too.
Yes, that's true. Yes.
So I just think this is a really huge thing. And, you know, I tried to walk away from it. And I know here on, I really did. I tried to, I'm not going to lie. Lola, I tried to walk away from it, but I couldn't walk away from it. You know, really quickly, I got to say hi to Eddie Nunn, who's in our chat room. How you doing, Eddie? He goes, Benavidez.
Hi, Eddie. Eddie, hi.
He's so sweet. I tried to walk away from this, but there are so many questions that come up with this and so many things. And there's not just men that transition into women, but there's women that transition into women. And then you have to deal with, okay, what sexuality are you?
Yes.
Are you going to be gay? Are you going to be straight? Was I not enough for you? Or was something was too enough for you? Or then you have, in a case of, somebody who, you all know who I'm talking about, who used to be a Playboy bunny, and her husband was caught with a transgender person. So, I mean, the show is called The Down Low. So let's talk about The Down Low. Let's talk about things that we don't, you know, the things that we're not supposed to talk about.
Yeah.
The things that happen that we're not supposed to talk about. And these things, these don't happen as randomly as you think they do. Well, they do happen randomly, but they don't happen as, if they happen a lot more often than you think they do. They truly, truly do.
Cher's daughter. But we, she's been gay for quite some time. We didn't know she was going to be transgender into being an actual guy, but she's been a hormone. She's got hair on her chest now. I don't know if she's done the total surgery, but she is definitely, I saw pictures of her recently because
from what I've heard, she's done the total surgery.
He's definitely a guy. I would not look at him and even the woman. He's a guy now, you know. And that newscaster's name is Zoe Tour, T-U-R.
Oh, Zoe Tour, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so it's definitely the world that we live in now. You can just
it's a big change. I'm sorry, and I'm a child of the 70s, and I'm having a problem with it because I'm all with everything, whatever makes you happy. But when it comes to my heroes and they change on me, and I don't want to do this. God, it's hard to say this. We just got finished dealing with Cosby.
Yeah.
And you know what? By no means whatsoever is this in the same category as what Bill Cosby supposedly, what he's been charged with doing. This is in no way in the same category. But it's still just as shocking.
Yeah, it's just a new scandal.
This is a new scandal, yes. So we're dealing with transitioning, and for anybody who doesn't know, I'm also tweeting about it as we talk, and I am on the chat room. And we're going to take a little bit of break so I can get my words together because this is a lot to talk about, and I think we have a whole lot to talk about here, and I do want to hear everybody's opinions. I especially want to hear, Lola, I want to hear your opinion. I really want to hear your opinion about what's going on. So we're going to take just a little bit of a break here.
Okay.
I'm blurbed. I don't even know what the word is come for this because I have to admit, the first time I heard it, I was completely, completely, completely shocked. And I'm still sitting here with my mouth wide open. I'm sure everyone else feels the same way. But you know what? I'm not going to hold this against him because if this is what he wants to do, then it's okay. That's how I feel.
But it doesn't mean I'm not going to talk about you. Because that's my job. My job is to talk about you, okay? So you do something crazy, I'm going to talk about you. That's what I do. I have to, I'm like, I'm with you. I still need to hear him say it. But it's become so obvious now with all the things that he's come up with. And I still want someone to go, okay, this is bullshit. But if it's not, it's okay because I'm still going to love him the same. I'm still going to be like, that's Bruce Jenner. That's the same fine-ass Bruce Jenner that I used to see on the Love Boat. Okay, and that's how far I go back with Bruce Jenner. But anyway, we're going to take just a few minutes and take a break, and I'm going to catch my breath here and catch my words here because I'm just like falling all over myself with words. I'm not going to lie. I'm falling all over myself because I'm still processing. So mm-hmm. I hope that you all will process this with me, and I want to hear everything that you have to say too and how you feel about the whole thing in general. Just let me know. So in the meantime, let's listen to a little bit Iggy, okay?
Ha 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 ha!
Oh, my God. Okay, so we had Iggy there for just a few minutes, and then we had India Morrell. Who knows how to rock it. How you doing, Lola?
I'm good.
You doing good? I'm doing good today. I'm actually pretty happy today. Now, well, I'm going to tell you why I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow I have managed my cat away from my dog. So my cat keeps wanting to go downstairs and play in the basement. My dog just wants to chase her. So, you know, I'm having a good time because I've kept them away. So
okay.
That's what I'm doing right now. But on the other hand, I finally have, like, wow, just, like, some serious shit to talk about.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I know everyone's like, haven't we done this all week? But I only get here on Friday, so I had to wait till Friday to tell y'all about this.
Crazy to me. I don't know when you read in the people, because I hadn't read the article, but they're saying that he's been doing it. But
that was I'm not going to lie, that was part of the article. They said that he has been doing, the family has known that he's been dressing in women. He has been doing the whole FBI thing.
I saw another article.
For you all don't know, the FBI thing is ask somebody. But they have been known.
I saw another article today where on TMZ where his wife didn't know. She didn't ask any questions and he didn't say.
That was the thing. Okay, I'm so glad you brought that up. And some of these I am paraphrasing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go paraphrasing because I don't have the actual article in front of me, but I did read the entire thing because it did come to my house. They said that he has been dressing in women's clothes and having people buy women's clothes for him for many years, but she didn't know it.
Okay, so it was an undercover thing. Okay.
It was a,
like,
he was keeping it
home
on the down low.
Yeah, when nobody was at home, he was doing his thing.
He was doing his thing, so he's been doing this for quite a long time. This is evidently not something new to his mother. His mother was like, oh, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he was up to this. She's known for quite a while.
Okay, yeah.
So, I
just hope that the kids, the younger kids, because the Kardashian kids, I'm not worried about them because they live in the world of Hollywood. So anything goes.
And now the young kids are starting to live in the Hollywood world, too.
That's true, but I hope they're still able to process it and understand, because the newscaster, Zoe, his daughter is grown, and she's a correspondent for NBC. She stopped speaking to him when he started the transformation or came out there.
Oh, really? I didn't hear about that.
She doesn't talk to him at all. So
now, what about the kids that he had before he had? I mean, because, you know, the Kardashian kids are just his, they are totally just his stepkids. And he had two sons before that. Now, then he may even have three sons before that. We only see two of them on the show.
He has a total of six kids altogether, is what I read.
So we know he likes sex with women.
Yeah,
is what I'm saying. I'm just saying.
He
likes sex with women.
He's been married three different times.
So maybe he'll just turn out to be a lesbian.
Maybe the boys.
I'm just saying.
Older sons are supposedly accepting of this. That's what they say. Yeah.
Well. I don't know, but you know. Okay, you know. We talk about him, we bring him into light, but, you know, the reason why I brought this into light is because, you know, this is not something that just happens among famous people.
Mm-hmm.
This happens among regular people, too, where you find out, and I will say this because I've had this happen to me, not this particular incident, but where I was with someone for a while, and then I found out that they were gay, and they had been living a lie the whole time.
Oh, wow.
I was quite young at the time, 19. And, you know, it was very surprising to me when I came home one day and he was laying in bed with a man. So, and, it, you know, this is part of being
and our show is called The Download because it's about having a hidden life. And that's really what it comes down to, is having a hidden life or doing things on the side that your partner does not know about you. And sometimes you think your partner knows everything about you, and they may not know everything about you. And, you know, these things, when these things come out, sometimes it affects who they are. In my particular case, yeah. I realized, hey, wait a minute, you know, I didn't see the signs, but the signs were there.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked away. But sometimes you don't, but I didn't have to worry about divorcing and children and all that kind of thing. So, I mean, mm-hmm. just imagining having to deal with, you know, all the things you might have to deal with. It's just a lot. It's mind-blowing to me.
I don't know if it's Oxygen. I think one of these channels, they have a show, My Secret Life. And just your story.
Really?
So this young black guy was, you know, living the life where he's, you know, gay and then he's straight. And then he had got his girlfriend pregnant, but he wanted to tell her what his real life was. And she was really extremely upset, and he was angry at her, like, why are you so upset? Well, she was so
why? You betrayed me.
And she's pregnant. And she was pregnant.
Oh,
so it's like, I'm pregnant? What am I supposed to do? You know?
Oh,
and,
my God.
Yeah. So this is pretty interesting. I don't think that's that's a big betrayal to me. Just let me know. And then let me know.
It's a big betrayal.
Let me make
I'm with you.
If I still want to be with you or not.
I think it's a big betrayal. That's personally my feeling. I mean, there's some betrayals, but then there's some betrayals. God damn it, that's a betrayal. You know,
yeah.
we have a few people on the line, and I think we should probably get to them because some of them have been waiting for a while. And they're going, what the hell? They're ignoring us. I know, if you have a really good story, I'm telling you right now, you don't have to tell me your name because I understand. You don't have to tell me your name, but did you have a really, really good story? I want to hear it. So I am going to go ahead and start off with our first caller of the night, and it's 708-207. We have a 708-207 area code. Are you there right now? Hello? 708? Hello? Is 708-207 there? Okay, well, maybe they're not. Maybe they turn off, so we're just going to go out to the next one. Sorry.
Okay.
I can't hear you. I'll call back to you, though. But but we have one other caller, 479-463 area code. I mean, 479 area code, 463. Are you there?
Yes. I am here.
Yes.
Hello, Ms. Sierra.
Hi, how are you?
I am fine. I just figured I'd give a buzz into your show. I catch it every now and then when I'm able to late in the evening, so I figured I'd call in and show my support to your program as well.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, it's always so nice to have someone just listen for a change. Yes.
Yeah. Cool. That's really cool.
I know we don't talk about that much sometimes.
I heard the whole Kardashian-Jenner thing. Yeah, that's quite a thing to process.
Yeah.
Are you still processing, too?
It's one of those things I was just like, well, I hope he's happy in whatever direction he goes in, but, you know, this is one of those things. Once you do this, you can't quite go back. It won't work the other way real well.
That is so true.
You're right.
Oh, my God, you're so right. You cannot go back.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, hopefully he's just going to do the clothing thing.
Yeah. It's kind of what I was thinking. Maybe he just doesn't necessarily know what he wants to do.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is my thing. I'm just saying this out loud to both of you guys. I just got to say this. Why did he wait to 64 to do it? I mean, it's pretty late in life, right?
Maybe he wants to wait until his kids were grown.
Maybe that's a possibility. I can see that thought process, you know, wait until your kids are grown. But, you know, still, it's one of those things that And, man, how are you going to explain that to the kids? You know, yeah, they're grown, but one of those things, it's like, well, I really wasn't happy being a dad, so now I'm going to be your mom.
Exactly. I know. It's mesmerizing to me. It's totally mesmerizing to me, I have to admit. And then I'm wondering, and I have to wonder this. Is he going to be a straight dad or a straight mom or a gay mom or a straight dad? I don't know. There's so many things up there.
Yeah, I hate to speak ill of this, but I'm sorry. You should have stuck with being a man because you're going to make a really scary-looking woman.
You know, I think I might have to agree with you. I think if he wanted to transition, he should have done it earlier.
Yeah.
Back when he was pretty.
Yeah, he can take all the female hormones and things like he wants and such that he wants to, but there ain't no softening that image. Ooh.
That's true. You're right about that.
There's just some things you can't.
I'm sorry, we didn't get your name. Tell me your name again.
John.
John. Thank you so much, John. You know what? You said what I was thinking.
I have no social culture, darling, so it's one of those things. I kind of say it first.
You said exactly what I was thinking. Oh, my God. Thank you so much for calling in. Oh, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to us.
Thank you,
my
John.
My pleasure. Have a wonderful rest of the evening.
You too.
Alrighty, ciao.
You know, John, oh darn, John brings up so much, and wow, there's just so much to think about there.
Feminine at all. He's not feminine, so it's like, what type of woman are you going to be? If I can understand it, well, I'll say maybe he's going to just do clothing, but that would be cross-dressing, right? No, he wants to go the whole way. That's the point of being a transgender. Right. Well, you know what's important.
Exactly.
Oh wow.
He brought up so much. He's very. You know what? Okay. So we have another person online. Okay. So we have. Oh wait a minute. No, that's you. Like oh no, I'm going to let you on. Okay. So we do have someone else. We have someone in the 708 area code. 708-207.
Okay. Can you hear me this time?
Oh, yeah.
I can hear you. Oh, there you are. That's what I was saying. I did say it before, but there you are. There you are. Okay.
Okay, I think it might have been on. I think I might have had my phone muted before, my headphone muted.
Oh, okay. That's what happened.
Yeah, I think that was. I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
No, I couldn't. I kept going, hello, 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 and you weren't there.
Okay. Well, good evening, ladies.
So what do you think about all this?
You know, and I don't. You know, I came up in the view. I'm a little bit older than you ladies. This is your awesome bear buddy. And
hey.
I might sound a little bit different because I'm in the car tonight. I'm on my way home.
I always like to call you awesome. You like to be called bear, but I like to call you awesome. And I can tell that you're in the car. So.
Yeah,
so,
I'm
look,
just
we're
paying
not going to hold you forever because you got to pay attention now.
Okay, I'm paying attention. I just paid a toll, so now I can really pay attention. And I had my headphone in. You know, I remember when I first heard the rumors about Bruce Jenner, you know, everybody said, oh, you know, he's doing this. And, everybody reads the magazines when they're checking out at the grocery store or wherever. And, you know, you hear different things and you've seen him. And, you know, he's wearing a ponytail and he had earrings in and this, that, and the other.
And his fingernails painted.
Right. I didn't want to believe it either. But just, you know, last week or so, and like Lola said, there's this guy. I watch Inside Edition. That dude, the helicopter pilot, which, by the way, he's not the only one. A couple of days ago, they interviewed, it used to be his rival back in the 90s, and that guy has also become female. You had two transgender people who used to be men in competition with each other who are now female. which really made it. And Zoe,
that is very interesting.
Was talking about Lola, is going to be a regular contributor, I think, to Inside Edition.
Oh, but, wow. Okay, that's the gig she got on Inside Edition. Wow.
Yeah. And they've had him, her, that person on all week and, you know, talking about it. And as far
mm-hmm.
as Bruce Jenner goes, I haven't read the People article yet, but all the kids, all the Kardashians, because some of those kids are his, the older ones aren't. They're the lawyer's kids, the ones that defended OJ. I can't think of his name now, Bob. I think it's Robert Kardashian. But the
yeah,
little
uh-huh.
thing, I think Kylie and some of the younger ones are his, or all the young ones are his.
The
so
two girls,
they,
Kylie and Kendall.
Yeah. And so they seem like they're on board with it. They said they were. And Kim.
Yeah, they seem like they're on board with it.
They seem like they're on board with it. And Chris, the wife.
So they said they had to take some time. Chris is not on board right now.
No, she's kind of not. She's in denial, they said.
Yeah, she's in denial. From what I read in People magazine, she's in denial. They're on board, but she's in denial. And the sons are not so much on board.
Right, and which brings up a point you've been kind of touching on. I think your previous caller touched upon. There's a difference between transgenders and transvestites. Transvestites remain
yes.
the same. They just like they're cross dressers. That's the common
yeah.
name.
Yeah.
People
mm-hmm.
they just like to dress up in the other gender's clothing. A transsexual,
yeah, right.
Well, I'm, as far as I know, I don't know any personally. But a transgender person, they're not necessarily gay. Because there are some transgenders who have become women who have married men.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily.
And they still want to be with women, and they still want to stay married to the world, but they want to be a woman.
Right. And so
mm-hmm.
it's more, I think, of an emotional thing, because what I've always heard about that is I was a man. I was a woman trapped in a man's body, so it's kind of
yeah.
more a mental or emotional thing, whereas they
mm-hmm.
wanted to be like a woman, live as a woman, but they were genetically a man. You know, they had a penis and all of that, but there's only
yeah.
one thing, you know, and the chromosome, whichever ones they are, X and Y, and they had more of the other. But, so it doesn't necessarily mean that person, once they go to transgender, become a man or a woman, that they are gay or that they will be.
You're absolutely right.
That,
yeah,
And I remember, and I was trying to think of this as I was driving back home, and the name finally came to me. Being as I'm have a few more years on me than most of your listeners and you two. They're back in the 70s, there was this person who's the name, and you can Google it later on, I think the name is Christine Jorgensen, was the first or the most notorious or had the most notoriety, maybe up until Bruce Jenner. I think the name was Christine Jorgensen.
Oh,
and became
okay.
a woman.
Look at you throwing us some knowledge.
Well, you know, you've been around.
You're throwing us some knowledge here.
Hey, I got a milestone birthday coming up in about 5 months, so I've been around. You know,
okay.
I didn't burn all my brain cells out a few years ago. I still got some left. I still have some memory left. But as I remember, that was the most well known. I put it like that because, like you said, there are others. But then when you get into
mm-hmm.
famous people, Christine.
Yeah, there are many others, and there are so
yeah.
many others. And
yeah.
and we just talk about Bruce Jenner because right now he is absolutely the most famous, and he comes
right.
ironically with the most famous family. You know, Nathan, thank you so much for calling in. And I love it when you call in because you always just throw us some knowledge.
Know. You do.
Every time.
You just call me by my name, too, which is okay.
Sorry. Okay, awesome there.
That's okay. It's
Steve,
okay.
Awesome there.
I said, wait a minute. She said Nathan. That's okay.
But you throw us some knowledge every time you call in, because you always know what you're talking about.
I try to.
You do. Look, drive safe. We're not going to have you driving and talking on the phone forever, so we're going to let you go for a minute.
I'm almost home, so I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
And if I don't talk to you next week, have a pleasant, I'm sure you'll have something to say.
Then
about
you better
Valentine's
text in so we know you're alive.
Oh, yeah. I will. Take care.
Okay.
Take care, awesome. Good to hear from you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, you know, he does make a really huge point. He really does. And, I mean, just because you're transgendering doesn't mean you're changing your sexuality.
Yeah.
And, and being transgender and there's a difference between being transgender and being a cross-dresser, too.
I saw on a news program today where they were interviewing a doctor, and he said sometimes the hormones, it will make you, if you're taking female hormones, you might start getting attracted to that same sex or vice versa. Sometimes sometimes the hormones can make you have that.
I never knew that.
Have that feeling of being with the same sex also.
See, and that can change everything. That can definitely change everything. You know, I want to tell everyone, you know, if you want to call in and talk in on this, because we are open to everything, and we still have another caller waiting. We have a 352 area code, but we're going to get to you in just a second. The number is 646-595-4038. Just call in and press the number 1. And you will be on the line, and we will definitely chime you in a second. But if you don't want to talk live to us, and if you don't want me to make the mistake of saying your name like I did, Awesome Bear, so sorry. You know, because he's on my Twitter all the time. So, but if you just don't want me to do that, and you just want to see your handle, you know, you can always just log into the chat room. And we do have a couple of people here in the chat room. And I am also in the chat room. So, you know, if you just want to say hi, I am definitely going to answer back. But for one quick second, we have to let someone else call in real quick. We have 352 number, 205, 352. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Miss Sierra, Miss Lola Lane. Hello there from Joseph.
Hi, how are you?
Houston, Florida. I'm doing good. Yeah.
How are you doing?
I've been listening to you talk about Bruce Jenner. I would give you an answer.
Have to give an answer.
If it wasn't for one problem, though, I'm not much of a Kardashian fan. No offense if you two ladies are. I mean, I got no problem with you two are still fans of.
But at least this time we're not talking about the Kardashians. We're only talking about Bruce Jenner.
I know, but I find it kind of. And please pardon my language if there's anyone listening out there, but it's kind of fucking weird that he would be having a transgender sex change.
I would probably have to agree with the first caller.
They called in a minute ago. You should stick to what God had made him, which is a man, because that's what God made him to be. But, hey, if he wants to change his sex,
I guess we can't really hold it against him, can we?
Yeah,
well, I guess we could, but he's going to do it anyway.
He's too wrong. You know, we can't judge him.
Like I said, I'm not much of a fan of the Kardashians or him anyway.
Oh, okay. You know, back when he was, like, the world-famous athlete.
Well,
Do you care?
I don't really watch that show much with him and the whole Kardashian
family. But don't
you
remember him back in the day when he was a famous athlete?
I don't quite remember him.
Oh, you know what's crazy? You said, I don't know how old you are, but one of my younger cousins also, she just thought he was Kris Jenner's husband, do nothing husband. And she made a comment like, why didn't they think such a big deal about him? He doesn't do nothing. And I'm like, do you know, he's not just her husband. He's Bruce Jenner. You know, he was a
world-famous athlete.
If it's all,
I wasn't quite familiar with him. The only athletes I quite remember, of course, were like the black fella who dated Nicole Brown Simpson.
Oh, Jay Simpson.
Before the whole murdering them, accusing him of murdering his wife, which
are
I don't think
about O.J. Simpson? That was around the same time.
He's talking about O.J.
Yeah,
he's talking about O.J.
I don't really believe he murdered his wife. And I don't think it was quite smart for him to put out a book saying if he had done it either. But
well,
but
I'm not really going to comment on that one.
That's okay. That's okay.
Because I
just saying it wasn't really smart for
that,
him.
And it might not
that.
Be the same opinion as yours.
I know, but as far as Bruce Jenner is, I'm concerned. I'm not quite familiar with his athletic career.
But at least you have your own opinion on it. At least you have your own opinion.
Yeah.
And that really does mean something. It does, you know, I am so glad that you called in. It's so cool that
thank
you call in. We love it when you call in.
Good to talk to you two ladies. And I have a birthday coming up, so if you two ladies wish to leave me a happy birthday Twitter tweet, you are welcome to. If not, that's okay. You can always
if you're definitely on my Facebook,
wish me a happy birthday on Friday.
We'll wish you one right now. But if you're if you're on my Facebook, I'm definitely going to send one out to you.
When is your birthday, Joseph?
This coming March, Friday the 20th. I might be out.
Okay.
Friday,
I will wish you a happy
birthday. So
we'll
have to wish
you one out
then. No, March 20th. So
March
we'll have 20th. To. He's an Aries baby, so we'll have to send you a happy birthday out. Thank you so much for calling in. We do have one more call we have to get to. Bye, Joseph. He is so sweet. You know what? We have someone from the 954 area, and I think I might be wrong on this 954. I think it might be Florida. I'm not sure.
You're exactly right. It is Florida.
I got it right.
This is Cobra Commander.
Hi, Cobra Commander. How are you doing?
I am great. I got quick two comments on it. Now, I'm like Joseph.
Okay.
I think it's very weird. And we're talking about Bruce Jenner. At one point, he was on the Wheaties box, the man's man.
I know. Want to
be a girl. That's like Mike Tyson. That's like Mike Tyson all of a sudden saying, you know what? I just want to be a woman now.
Then again, I wouldn't be surprised if Mike Tyson with his voice.
Okay,
don't hit me, Mike.
See, and number two, I think Kris Jenner's in denial. One, because I think that man want to be a woman. That she browbeat and demean that man so much, he just felt like a woman. He might as well just go and put on a dress.
See, you saw the show too, didn't you?
Yes.
She browbeat that man so much. I was like, I felt sorry for him sometimes.
I felt sorry.
I was like,
it's bad. It's bad
so
when your daughters. When your daughters have to come and defend you because you just don't like the man's stuff so much, you put him in the garage. A man who's...
She needs to put him in the garage. garage with his little airplanes or whatever. She was like, go to the garage. He only got the garage on the whole damn mansion. He got the garage.
So because before, that shows to me, that shows the manner of selfishness she had. Because before he was Kim Kardashian's manager and they were the Kardashians, it was Bruce fucking Jenner making that money. It was Bruce Jenner. It was Bruce Jenner making motivation speak for $150,000. They spent his man $150,000, $200,000 to just come talk to a company.
If you saw, there was one episode where he actually took them on one of his speeches where everybody was like, and they were like, oh, we got to do this. And they were like, oh, my God, he actually, like, does something. People actually know who he is. They're like, yeah, he was famous way before you all.
Exactly.
I knew him first.
Exactly, and when she left Robert Kardashian, Robert was well known as a lawyer, but he wasn't famous. She left her husband to be with Bruce, because Bruce was jet flying, doing all the famous things. He was higher on the goddamn pole.
And she married him like after a couple of months of dating him, just like her
Lamar. Because he had paper, he has fame, he was well known, he was hanging out with Nicole and the OJs, he was top-notching with stars, and that's why she wanted to be that. Now when he got older and wasn't the same dude no more, and her daughters, she was going to kick him to the curb. Because see, I'm a Kardashian fan because I'm amazed how the hell these people got famous for absolutely fucking nothing.
I'm with you. Yeah. I'm amazed how they got famous.
I'm amazed that you become you turn what it should have been a 10 minutes into years off of one of your daughters doing the most despicable thing and making money off of it. You're a fantastic manager. I give her that. She's a brainiac when it comes to that. But see, the thing about it, I remember an episode where Khloe had to go in there and tell her, well, she was going to try to be Kardashian, change her name to Kardashian. She's like, you're a fucking Jenner. You didn't put this man in a corner, but you were riding his job. I remember this room had all his shit in here. It was goddamn gold medals and trophies and pennants, and now all of a sudden we're family, now you want to ride our dicks. She literally said that to her mother.
And that's why I wonder, is Bruce doing this for a cry for attention because the girls have surpassed his fame? You know,
I think it's attention. I think it's a point of that. To me, I'm gonna say this, and this is just on a whole different level. Sometimes you can beat a man down to so much that he thinks he's less than nothing. Women don't understand. You don't have to beat a man physically. Your mouth can turn a man inside out. Remember, we were raised by women. We're raised by women, so a woman's mouth can just destroy. And she has destroyed this man's pride, personality, everything that made him him, just destroyed him. He's nothing.
Yeah,
he's nothing. And if you notice that, they have a tendency to do that to the men in their families. Their brother, Robert, out of shape, fat, because they destroyed him. You feel me? It's Lamar. Lamar went into his own little world because he couldn't handle that will of Kardashian. You notice all the men in their family tend to go on the deep end. Even old girl who ain't got the three kids with old boy, he goes off on the deep end. Why is it all the men in your family are so fucked up and you all are fine?
The men that they choose to be with aren't strong enough to deal with those girls' fame and celebrity. They're not strong enough.
And that may be true, but the only thing about it is it's a difference of being celebrity and fame and knowing you with somebody. And sometimes you have to – only person who survived that so far is Kanye. But Kanye is so narcissistic himself. His fame is bigger than you.
Yeah,
so he really don't give a damn.
I think he's going to destroy Kim, to be honest.
The thing about it is, Kanye going to put her he's going to put her in a position where she has to choose to be a West or be a Kardashian.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, because in his mind, he is the is-all and sit-all. The world revolves around him. So the thing about it, you're a Kardashian. Okay, that's good. I'm fucking Kanye West.
That's true. He's a narcissist.
He's a narcissist. That's why it wouldn't affect him because he can. They kind of, if you notice, because when there's an alpha male around, if you notice, all the women kind of bow down to that alpha male. these men weren't alpha male. Kanye is an alpha male. Well, and you notice they quick to say, well, if Kanye still he can make it, or if Kanye still he can come, how can Kanye feel? They always refer to what he feel first. Then they confirm what they want to do.
Even when they were getting married, do you notice how they had to get his opinion on what to wear? Like he said, no.
Man, that wasn't her wedding. That was his wedding. He took that bitch over. Bitch, put this on. No, that just brings too much attention on that split. Fuck you. You're not wearing that. He was telling them. And they did it. They bow down. They bow down.
They did.
Because that alpha male, they have never been around alpha male men. They've never been around that. And that's why Kanye would come.
You might be right on this. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. You might be right on this. You might have pulled a point on this because this is not the first time that a man has bowed down to the Kardashian family. And you know what? I got to bow down to your point.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I am so glad that you called in. Oh, my God. No, seriously, I got to bow down to your point because this is not the first time.
Yeah, you were
and
good.
We have watched Rob bow down and bow in so many times and do so many children now. Not Rob, I'm sorry. What's his name? Dietrich? Or you know what I'm talking about? The one who drinks too much, and now we know why he drinks.
Lord Disick.
We're going to call him Lord Disick, because that's the only time he gets to get called Lord. Lord Disick. But, yes, you know,
they're going to put that boy in a million institution.
You might be
quoting
scripture right there.
Well, the thing about it is, like I said, I'm a fan because I think it's, like I said, I'm just totally amazed how the hell they became famous for absolutely nothing. But I'm going to get off of this. I thank y'all for listening. My name is Corporal Commander. You know, I'm on Urban Society, so y'all check me out on Twitter if you can.
And we'll check you out on Urban Society, too.
All right, then.
Don't let
Bye-bye.
Them forget you.
Bye-bye. All right, y'all have a good night.
Bye-bye.
You too. Right.
You know what? We had some points pulled out, and that was a good point.
It was. He was really
That was
right
a really, really good point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we only have a few more minutes left in our show, but I will have to say this. This is my closing words on this one. I think for everyone, they should do what makes them feel happy and what makes them feel like whatever they need to feel like and whatever makes them feel better or special or whatever they need to do and whatever they need to feel. If you feel that you're not in your own skin, then you need to change it, then you need to do it because that's what you need to do for you because more than anything, you need to be who you are. You don't need to be who you think everybody else thinks that you should be.
Yeah, everybody has to go on and make themselves happy.
Yes, you have to make yourself happy. And I think that's really what it comes down to. And we don't know exactly what people are going through. We don't. And we're just speculating. I'm just saying. And, you know, I like to hear everyone's opinion, to be honest. And I think we got a lot of opinions.
Yeah, we did.
I think we got a lot of opinions. What do you think?
We did. And a lot of good ones, too.
We got a lot of really good opinions. And it's just our opinions because in the end, it's whatever you want to be. Whoever makes you happy is who you should be. And always be true to yourself more than anything. So in that end, you know what? I'm going to be true to myself and let you all know who I am. I am Sierra Devine. And you can find me. And no, I will always be a woman because you know I am all woman, honey. So you can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram, and I'm under Sierra Devine. And Lola, where can we find you?
I am Lola Lane Triple X on Twitter. And my foundation is Fontaine's Dream on Facebook.
Right on.
Fontaine's Dream.
Oh, and you can find me at sierrasecret.com. The other thing is, you know where you can always find us? Every week here on the Down Low. And we're always going to be the same, and we're going to give you our real opinion no matter what. So, guys, thank you so much for listening in. And, you know, this is really fun. I just got to say that. This is really fun.
We could talk about Bruce forever.
We do. So I'm just going to take it out here real quick, but just to let you know, I had a great time tonight. So,
will it be without you, baby? So if you need me, if you want me, put it on you, because I love you. And don't you forget it, whenever you need me, if you want me, to put it on you, come on.
Never be a part of me, mind, body, and soul. Ain't no I in we, baby. When you cry, who wipes your tears? When you're scared, who's telling you there's nothing to fear? Girl, I'll always be there when you need a shoulder to lean on. Never hesitate, knowing you can call on your soulmate and vice versa. That's why I be the first to see Jacob and frost your wrist up. Now you're old, man. I know you're tired of being lonely. So, baby girl, put it on, man.